Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A couple of things from the NFL. With football sort of back, one thing I really enjoy doing is listening to Brian Daboll, listening to Aaron Glenn, and even listening to the players. Mainly because I miss football,
yep.
But then also because you never know what they're going to say. I have to start with something that Elijah Vera Tucker said.
Ooh, EVT. Or AVT.
I don't know how much attention it's got. Now, you can also slap me across the head and say, right. Evan, this is not a big deal. I thought it was a monstrous deal. I thought AVT basically ran the truck over Robert Saleh.
Did he really?
And gave us hope for 2025 with Aaron Glenn as the new head coach. So here's a short clip of Elijah Vera Tucker, very innocently. It's training camp. Everybody's calm. But sometimes when you calm, the truth comes out. Let us hear from starting guard AVT.
Kind of backing on what Sauce and Garrett said, you know, I can see this thing turning around for sure, especially with Glenn, the type of coach he is. You know, he praises physicality, but even more like accountability. You know, I think that's very important for a head coach to do. You know, it's something I haven't seen as much of in my career.
Oh, if he hadn't said that last line, Robert Saleh would have escaped scot-free.
Yes!
But because he's... Where'd he go to college?
AVT, I forgot.
I forget, too, but it doesn't matter. But whatever. He's been in the league long enough that he's talking about the NFL.
Yes.
He's not talking about his college tenure. So, basically, the lack of accountability...
USC, I forgot that. USC.
Maybe. I mean, his coach got fired, right?
No, he's talking about Robert Saleh.
I know, but his coach in college got fired, and then it was I forget the guy from Oklahoma. It doesn't even matter. But the point is, he was talking about his situation with the New York Jets and a lack of accountability.
Yes.
I mean, that's harsh. That's the worst thing you can say about a manager or a coach.
No question.
And it's funny because it's what we've been saying about Aaron Boone. It just feels like there's a lack of accountability because of what he says about or doesn't say about his players playing terrible.
We have a very good defensive club.
Absolutely. And as Jet fans for the last 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, 15 years, 30 years, one of the consistent things we have bitched about is undiscipline.
Right.
Undiscipline. We've said it a lot. And under Robert Saleh, it felt worse. And I remember one of the criticisms, Joe brought this up like basically from get-go, even though he was texting Robert Saleh, which is, hey, Robert's too nice of a guy.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't hold people accountable. And my point was, it's all about results. And the results stink. They've been bad. And one of the things I'm hoping for with Coach Aaron Glenn is accountability, a lack of undisciplined penalties, and we'll see if that changes. Like, you could talk a great game in July. It doesn't mean that's going to change come September.
Mm-hmm.
But for Vera Tucker to not only say, hey, Aaron Glenn brings this, but then to point out, I've seen very little of that my first few years in the NFL.
Yeah, but even more like accountability.
But I think about what that means. Like when you say, I haven't seen accountability and you're seeing it now, what does that entail? Like specifically, what's he talking about? And my guess would be that when something goes awry at practice, you miss a block, assignment bust, that you're called out on it. It's not just, hey, you know, be better. It's you're sitting in a meeting, you're going through the film, and you get crushed in front of everybody.
Yeah.
Because it forces an accountability. You're sitting there like, oh, crap. He's talking about me. I'll be better, coach. Yeah. Oh, crap. Like, so, like, that's accountability in a subtle way that matters because now your teammates are going to hold you accountable
right.
for it. But until the coach does it and does it in a forceful and meaningful way, then you just kind of forget about it. So I suspect that's what Aaron Glenn is doing because he seems no nonsense. I don't know if he's sitting in on offensive meetings and calling guys out, but that's what it feels like he's talking about.
And I love it.
I do too.
I heard that quote today and I got fired up. First of all, I thought it was a gem. I thought it was like, you know, in the middle of all the boringness that comes out of training camp, here's Elijah Vera Tucker basically running the truck over Robert Saleh.
Right.
And it's nothing personal against Robert Saleh, but I think what also speaks to me as a Jet fan is that we saw that.
Mm-hmm.
We saw lack of accountability.
Yeah, lack of discipline. Too many penalties, too many busts.
Yes.
Things of that nature.
Constantly.
The little things.
Constantly.
Do the little things well, you give yourself so much better a chance to win.
And that's why I believe the Jets have a chance to have a good year. Mm. Because I believe the coaching has to be better. Now, the jury's out on Aaron Glenn. The jury's out on his entire coaching staff. Last year was such a cluster with the Jets because as much as I didn't trust Robert Saleh, didn't like Robert Saleh as a coach, not as a person, I think firing him when they did was ass backwards.
Right.
They should have concluded the season with Robert Saleh on his coaching staff, and I think the results would have been better.
It torpedoed the season.
Completely.
Even if you think it, even if it was the right thing to do, it torpedoed the season. Now, maybe if I was reevaluating how the Jets fired Robert Saleh, they should have done it 8 weeks later.
Right.
Like week 11, 12 or something like that. Because you do it just to tell whoever the future prospect is, we have an opening at head coach.
Absolutely.
Right? We are going to be thinking about you. You're subliminally telling people that. But to do it after week 4 made no sense.
Firing coaches in the middle of an NFL season make no sense.
No.
In the NBA, it's different.
Right.
In baseball, it's different. In hockey, it's different. In the NFL, it serves no purpose other than giving blood to fans, as I have blood all over my
right. Well, unless the season's lost. Week 12, 13, there's nothing to play for.
But even then, what are you doing it for?
Because you're just setting up to get your next guy.
Fair enough. So you're setting up to find the guy that
you're
going to replace him with.
You're not setting up to get your next guy in week 5.
Right.
You're just not.
That's what made it dumb. So, golden comment by Elijah Vera Tucker.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right.
The other thing I noticed today is Aaron Glenn began his press conference. I love Aaron Glenn so far. Mm. Now, he's got to win some games, but so far, even when I criticize him, I love the guy. He is firing me up. He's making me believe. He starts his press conference today lecturing us. Take a listen and tell me if I'm being too sensitive of Aaron Glenn basically lecturing everybody about what happened yesterday with Justin Fields.
Justin, he's going to be day-to-day. He has this toe that was dislocated. So the huge storm that was created really made no sense. And I think that's a lesson for all of us of, guys, let's just wait till we get the diagnosis. I will not BS you. All right, I will tell you exactly what it is, and we'll move on. So that shouldn't happen again. All right, so any questions?
Yeah. Can I make a comment, Coach Glenn?
All right.
And again, I love you. I start by saying that my criticism is not, I hate you, or, oh, my God, we're going through Mangini all over again. I love you, AG. The storm wasn't created by me or us or Jet fans or the media. The storm was created by the fact that you stretchered off your quarterback. He was on a cart.
Right.
And he's being carted off because of what we thought was a non-contact injury. How did you expect us to react? Did you expect us to say, it's probably no big deal? No biggie, as Tommy would say.
Right.
Like, I don't mind being lectured when we're crazy. I don't think we were crazy to be concerned about our quarterback being carted off.
I'm just wondering now why Justin Fields needed to be carted off, or if he wanted to be carted off.
What do you mean?
Or, like, why was he carted off?
Because his toe hurt?
Your toe hurts. Limp the hell inside.
That would have been better.
It better not be the pinky toe either.
It's the ring toe.
It better not. Well, I mean, I'd rather be the ring toe, which doesn't exist, but since this is what we're going with now, fourth toe. I'd rather it be the fourth toe than the pinky toe.
Have they confirmed the toe, Connor?
If it's the pinky toe, I'm going to be like,
that would bother you?
It would bother me.
I think they haven't confirmed because they don't know what to call each of those toes. Is it the ring toe? I don't know.
That's the problem. I just, like, I love Aaron Glenn being a hard ass. And I admit, like, if I was face-to-face with Aaron Glenn, I'd be all ready to be tough, and I'd ask him a tough question.
Right.
And then he would completely undress me. And I'm not sure how I'd respond. Maybe I'd give it back a little bit, but I'd be scared. He's very intimidating, and I love that about him.
Right.
But why are you saying we created a storm when you guys card off your quarterback? Like, what were we supposed to do? Like, there are times in which we as fans over-exaggerate, the media over-exaggerates.
Right.
When Justin Fields is carted off a practice field, what would the proper response have been? Let's wait and see. We can't do that. We've seen him carted off.
He should have just limped off, and then it would have solved all of this.
Which means it's Justin Fields' fault.
No, it's probably the training staff's fault.
They're being too cautious?
Yes, they're being too cautious. And so, oh, it's our quarterback. It's get the guard. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a toe.
I'll tell you, for a boring offseason, I think the Jets training camp has been more entertaining than the Giant training camp. Because so far, Brian Daboll doesn't answer anything, right. Doesn't give you anything. And it's just,
I love that about Dave, though. I've grown to, like, enjoy him absolutely doing nothing or saying nothing.
It's only annoying when they're losing. That's when it's a problem.
Yes.
And I remember this with Mangini when he was here. In his first year, the Jets won. They won 10 games. They had like a shockingly good year. They made the playoffs and he was Manginius. And everybody loved him. He was on the Sopranos. In year two, when things went bad and he wouldn't tell us which knee was injured to Jonathan Vilma, it became, dude, what are you doing?
Right.
So I think in the case of Dave's, in training camp, it's fun. It's no big deal. I think if they start 0-3, it's obnoxious.
Right.
That's where I think
it
goes.
Right. But right now,
football,
there's nothing to say.
Season.
There's nothing to say.
No, I get you. There's nothing to say. No, AVT said a lot. Mm-hmm. Basically buried Robert Saleh.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.